Is there water? Is there not water on Mars? It has been a big question with hopes raised but then dashed over the years. But scientists now say they have discovered a mountain of frozen water lying just under the surface of the red planet. But will it be enough to help sustain a human colony? Nick Grimm reports.
They're described as massive ice cliffs, soaring 100 metres high and just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to what lies beneath the surface of the arid planet. Better still, the US Geological Survey research indicates the buried glaciers are made up of pure, clean and drinkable water. Simon George is a professor of organic chemistry at Macquarie University.
So this is a really exciting discovery. The first time big ice cliffs have been found. And it's very important for establishing in the future the previous climate record on Mars and also as a resource for future manned exploration of the surface of Mars.
Water is essential to support life, as the 2016 docudrama series Mars from the National Geographic Channel depicted. Humans who colonised the planet would face a desperate hunt for frozen underground deposits in order to support their outpost and survive on the planet.
There's ice.
But the real life hunt for water on Mars has been an ongoing story as well, with some false starts.
What we're going to announce today is that Mars is not the dry, arid planet that we thought of in the past.
Back in 2015, NASA announced the mission accomplished. Here's the space agency's John Grunsfeld speaking at the time.
Today we're going to announce that under certain circumstances, liquid water has been found on Mars.
But evidence of water turned out to be just a mirage. Streaks on images of the surface of the planet, thought to show water, were last year revealed to be just drifts of sand. And while frozen water has been believed to lie at the planet's poles, those who want to explore the planet know what they really needed to find were substantial deposits somewhere in the planet's midsection, where it could be easily used to support a colony. Now, the same research team that debunked earlier claimed discoveries say they've hit pay dirt after spotting a thin sliver of blue on high-resolution images, a crack in the planet's dry, lifeless crust, revealing what lies beneath. Professor Martin van Kranendonk is the director of the Australian Centre for Astrobiology.
But what this study shows is that there is abundant water trapped just beneath the surface of Mars. And it also provides an opportunity, I'd say, in the exploration of Mars to use this water ice as a possible resource for water for astronauts and for experiments and maybe even for growing food. It means we don't have to transport water from Earth all that way to Mars, which would basically be impossible. It's just too bulky.
And if the ice deposits are capable of supporting human life, there's a good chance it will indicate that alien life is somewhere below the planet's surface as well. They could also provide a frozen record of the planet's changing climate over millennia, as Professor Simon George explains.
We need water ice on Mars because we can combine it with the CO2 that's very abundant in the atmosphere of Mars, and that gives us two very important things for future manned habitability of Mars. Well, one of those is oxygen, which we need to breathe, and another is methane, which is what we would use to form rocket fuel on the surface of Mars.
And if there's alien life to be found on Mars, is a strong likelihood that it could be somewhere where the water is.
Yes, where there's water, not necessarily ice, but certainly on Earth we find life associated with big ice sheets. So it doesn't actually have to be liquid water in which life can exist, either in the recent geological past or even living today on Mars.
Professor of Organic Chemistry Simon George from Macquarie University and Nick Grimm was our reporter.